Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. How has your week been going? We're in the holiday season, and of course, that means a lot of you are really enjoying still doing the shopping thing. And I imagine you're anticipating that folks are shopping for you as well. How is it going? Are you excited? Is your level of excitement, is your intensity of excitement this holiday season as strong as it was, say, 8 years ago? Now imagine if a person, those of you listening who might be in your early 20s, and you think back 8 years ago, that could be a different experience for you than for a person who is, say, 50 years old, and they think back 8 years ago. In other words, to help you kind of appreciate what I'm saying, think about the person who is 16 years old, and they think back 8 years ago and what their intensity of excitement was at age 8 compared to age 16. Yeah, so if you're 22, you're comparing your level of excitement at age 22 compared to what it was when you were 14. The person who's 50, of course, is comparing their level of excitement at age 50 compared to age 42. Suppose the level of excitement is as intense for a person who's 42 as it is for a person who's 12. I think age has something to do with it, but my guess is the times in which we live have something to do with it too. I think that it's amazing and good that we are still able to reach for joy and experience joy, a heightened sense of joy, you know, more heightened than during most other times of the year when this time of the year does roll around, despite the increase of negativity that we have filling our airs, filling our atmosphere, filling our environment. So much that is causing stress. And yet, fortunately, people are still willing and able to experience joy. So, how's it going for you? Of course, this is the season where I realize, as I've shared before, that it is not all about joy. It's not all about happiness. For some people, it may be a time of actually increased sadness, because you're coping with loss of one type or another. And so we definitely want to continue to help you move through this holiday season with as much happiness, as much joy, as much peace as you can. And we are definitely going to be working towards that end next Friday. Next Friday now, not today, next Friday, December 8th, when we focus on dealing with sad. Yeah, dealing with sad. What comes to your mind when you hear me say that? A lot of you picked up on it right away. Dealing with sad, seasonal affective disorder. Something that hits quite a few people about this time of the year. We're going to talk about what it is, and we're going to discuss ways of dealing with it next Friday on Power Friday. I'm going to help you move through this time of the season. We're going to try to help you move through it as well as you possibly can and just be gearing up for next year. You know that all things being equal, holiday season will roll around next year. Grab hold of what we'll be sharing with you this year. Make it a part of your life's playbook so that as holiday season starts rolling around next year, you can already be putting some of this information into play for you so that you're prepared in advance. All right. We are also going to be talking this Sunday about God's grace and justice. I'm going to deal with it from a different angle, though, from that which I've dealt with this whole issue of God's justice. You know, we've been talking about true love and justice for several weeks now. And we will eventually, more than likely, return to that. And some of you know, as you've listened, that as we've talked about justice, the focus in God's true love and justice, when we talked about justice, we've really been focusing on the benefits that God really expects people to give throughout the society to all members of the society. Justice, and of course, it was tied to righteousness. Well, in the discussion of God's grace and justice, I'm going to have a different focus for the word justice. The justice can have to do with those social benefits that all people should be receiving. But of course, as we know, justice also has to do with punishment. And so for this discussion, I'm going to have the word justice focus on the punitive aspect, the punishing aspect of justice, because I'm going to be comparing and contrasting God's grace with God's justice. And I'm going to be asking people to really be thinking about where God is with regards to his grace and his justice. And based on what he shares with us in his written word, do you think that he wants us to be aware of and focus only on his grace? Do you think he wants us to be aware of and focus only on his justice? Or do you think that he really wants us to know him so well that he wants us to be aware of and focus on his grace and his justice, and not just one or the other? We're going to be going through those for a number of weeks, starting this Sunday on Spiritual Perspectives. And I'm going to be asking you to listen with, again, open hearts, open minds. I'm going to be asking you to bring integrity to the table with you. Bring integrity. I know a lot of times it's difficult for people to really go about the business of having an honest conversation about particular topics because depending on their view, even depending on their agendas, some people just don't want to hear truth and they will fight it, resist it all kinds of ways, no matter what, and will get upset. The more you present facts, this is a proven fact. Scientists have been able to show how once people decide what position they want to adopt regarding a particular issue, very often they will not change their position about that issue, no matter how much information you present that shows them that their position is wrong, that their conclusions are wrong. In fact, what the scientists have shown, have been able to determine, is that very often when a person has chosen a position that is obviously wrong, the more evidence you present that shows them that their position is wrong, the more entrenched they become in their position. The more they dig in. Because very often, people are not pursuing truth. They have a position they want to hold, and even if they have to be dishonest, and then be dishonest about being dishonest, that's what they will do in order to hold their position. This is what I mean when I say be dishonest about being dishonest. You present facts. Facts that tie in with truth. But it goes against the position that someone has decided they're going to hold. Often, they will lie and say, well, no, this is still right because. And they will know that what they're saying is not true. And then they'll turn around and say, well, I know what I'm saying is true. They'll be dishonest about being dishonest. Don't be like that. We're trying to get to know God. And this whole issue of this topic of God's grace and justice, God's grace and justice. And the purpose of the conversation is to get us to a point where hopefully we'll begin to understand God better, know him better. That's actually something he wants. He wants his creatures, his creation, human beings, especially the humans who say we're God's people. He wants us to know him. So that means finding out what he values, finding out what he hates. It means learning how God thinks, which we can do as we really delve into his written word, which reveals to us how he thinks and how he does things. And so I want us to come with open hearts, open minds, ready to honestly explore God's grace and justice and what it means, what they mean for humanity. And again, especially for those who say we're God's people. You can go to speakingwith.com and get the list of guests and topics for each week. And as I've shared with you before, I want you to remember this too. You can go to speakingwith.com and listen online at your convenience. All right. How are you doing when it comes to nurturing, raising, helping to build, develop your children? Doesn't matter to me what your age is. You're a young person. You have a child. I'm asking you. You're in your late 30s. You have your first child, second child. I'm asking you. You're a mother. I'm asking you. You're a father. I'm asking you too. How are you doing when it comes to raising children, your children? I know that can be an intimidating task, an intimidating proposition for a lot of people. Because, you know, when we've never raised children, when we've never had children, we've never raised them, we've never tried to nurture them, etc., then we've never done it. And we just know intuitively that the stakes are much higher when we're trying to learn to birth and raise and grow and build and develop children than when we're trying to learn to ride a bike. If we never learn to ride the bike, okay, we'll probably miss out on some fun. But, you know, we'll be all right. You know, we get on that bike, whether we have somebody there with us trying to help us learn or we're trying to learn it on our own. Even if we fall, scrape up the knee a bit, it's not the end of the world. You know, we can just put that behind us. I didn't learn to ride the bike. No big deal. I enjoyed watching some of my friends ride theirs, though, but I never did learn. No big deal. But when it comes to raising, nurturing, building our children, if we get that wrong, it is a big deal. And some people are intimidated, mothers and fathers, and some who anticipate that they one day will become mothers or fathers, but they're not there yet. Just the thought of one day becoming a parent, intimidating. Well, I want to share some more information with you to try to reduce the intimidation factor, if not eliminate it altogether. So let's share some more information from our guest, who was with us several weeks ago, Amy Morin, from her book, 13 Things Mentally Strong Parents Don't Do. Now, having said that, those of you who are parents and you heard the conversation that I had with Amy Morin and you've been listening to some of the conversations I've had actually throughout the years as we talked about ways to build families. How are things working for you when you put these steps into play? Should be getting better. Your comfort level should be getting better and more. All right, let's take a look at helping our children, particularly our preschoolers, in just a few.